Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. I'm going to teach you in this series how to walk in God's divine love. Because I've come to realize that if we don't walk in God's divine love, His power does not work through us. I will show you from the Word of God in the next few sessions how to walk in this love. What is required? It seems like everybody wants to see God do miracles, wants to see God do healings, but very few people ever get to see Him do these wonderful things. Well, many years ago, I took the Word of God and I began to research this book. I began to read this book. I began to study this book and take it apart line by line and word by word. I had been an engineer and I had flown large jet airplanes all over the world for many years, and I flew those airplanes with a book. I never deviated from that book. We always had to fly exactly by the numbers. Everywhere you went, you lived by a book. So one day I realized that this book we call the Bible, the Word of God, was an owner's manual. It was an owner's manual written by the Creator to the created beings, which is us. He's no respecter of persons. It makes no difference to Him whether you're short, tall, skinny, fat, red, yellow, black, or white. It makes no difference what continent you live on. He treats every one of us exactly the same. He gives us all one book. Whether you read it or not is up to you. But if you read it and study it and heed it and believe it is a book written to you and for you, and then you will obey this book and do what this book says, you can see the King of the universe do some mighty, mighty, wonderful things. Now, over the years, I have seen God do everything from raise the dead to heal the sick to cleanse the leper. You name it, open blind eyes. I have seen the Lord do almost everything known to mankind. In fact, I have a young man working for me in the ministry right now that 10 years ago, when this young man was 11 years old, his entire body had been covered with warts and scars since he was 3. They had taken him to doctors. They had done all kinds of things. Had put all kinds of medicine on him that had some of the warts burned off of his body, but they came right back in the scars. And then they done something that was right. They began to come to a Sunday school class in a Baptist church in Justin, Texas, where I was a Sunday school teacher. I was also a deacon in that church. I had learned some of these principles that I'm going to teach you about in this series. As I had learned these principles, I began to teach them what the Word of God says about the power that's been given to us if we will walk in the God kind of love. So I was able to teach them things that they had never heard taught in their life, although they had been in and out of church many years of their life. But I was teaching them exactly what God's Word says. Now then, in the process of teaching them these things of what God says, they begin to see the power of the Word of God. Well, as they begin to see the power in the Word of God, they asked me to come over to their home on a Sunday afternoon after church. So I went over to their home on a Sunday afternoon after church and sat down with them and began to show them what you had to do to get God to do healings and miracles. And it took me about 2, 2.5, or 3 hours on Sunday afternoon to teach that one family, which had been in church. The mother said she'd been in church for 20 years, but she'd never seen God do a miracle. She'd never seen Him do a healing. Well, I'd been in the Baptist church more years than that, and I had never seen Him do one either. So when I began to read this book in detail, I began to understand what God's requirements was to get to see Him do these mighty signs and miracles and wonders. He requires us to walk holy, walk in love, walk in obedience to His Word, and do what He says. And so I had been doing that for many years. I was doing my best. Every time I would read this book, to heed what it said. And so whenever I built their faith and got all their sins repented of, I knelt in the floor and used a magnificent promise that God says in His Word is will work. Now, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus makes you and I, the obedient Christian, this promise. He says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. That's a pretty awesome statement coming from the King of the universe. He literally has given His children a blank check. But we fail to realize it's a blank check that He gives to us because it's too powerful for the average human being to grasp. It was for me. Many years of my life, I could not comprehend and grasp the fact that God would give me a blank check, that I could literally ask Him for anything and He would do it for me. Well, I found out you have to stop thinking like man, because as long as you think like man, you will never be able to walk in this God kind of love. You'll never be able to walk in the God kind of power. You have to start thinking like God. So whenever you read His Word and you study His Word, you will get to the point where you can start thinking and acting like God. Now then, as you read this promise, just like I did with Philip, the young man's name was Philip Wren, and his mother and his father, Sini and Michael, as I built their faith, showed them what was required, we knelt on the floor before a righteous and holy God, and I asked the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, based around Matthew 18:19, to take all the warts and scars off of Philip's body. Now, most people would say, now look, you don't really think that you can get that done. Well, if you don't think you can get that done, then you will not be able to get it done. But that's what's wrong with the church today. We do not believe these great and mighty promises of God. And the main reason we don't believe them is because we're not willing to pay the price to walk in the God kind of love. Now, if you'll step over into that world of the God kind of love, if you can walk in that all the time, now the devil will, and the flesh will make that almost impossible for you to do. I have not mastered that 100% of the time, but sometimes I do master it. And when I do master it, God shows up and answers my prayers in a big way. Now then, when I knelt there that day and prayed for Philip, and I asked the Heavenly Father, based around Matthew 18:19, to remove all of his warts, and the little boy had warts all over him. He had them in his eyes, his nose, under his chin, under his mouth, on his hands, under his fingernails, on the backs of his hands, all over his body. He had warts all over him. Now, they had tried, doctors, all kinds of things, but he had had them for 8 years of his life. 8 years. And, of course, the last thing they did was when they tried burning all those off the top of his hand, and they all came right back in the scar. And plus, now he had a big scar on his hand and now the big warts on top of the scars. So he really kind of looked awful, and he hated the way he looked. And so that's when they met me. That's when I went over there and prayed the prayer of faith for him. And after I prayed the prayer of faith for him, in 3 weeks, of course, the next morning, when he woke up the next morning, the warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were already gone overnight. And then over the next 3 weeks, every wart on the boy's body disappeared. And then that third Sunday, when Mother come in with him, she was literally hysterically happy. Naturally. And she was just praising God for what the Lord had done. And she told me, she said, Thurman, look, the only thing left on Philip's body is those scars. The warts are all gone. I told her, I said, Mother, don't stop believing God now, and next week he will have no scars. Now see, Mark 11:23 right there makes you an awesome statement. if you're walking in the God kind of love, if you're walking in this kind of love, what you can do, you can make a statement. That's another promise God gave you in Mark 11:23. In verse 22, he said, have the God kind of faith, or have faith in God. If you literally trust God's words, what that's trying to say, if you're walking in love, if you are walking in love, you're obeying the word of God, then these great and awesome, powerful statements belong to you. Now, if you're not willing to get in the word, you're not willing to walk in love, you're not willing to obey God's word and act on his word, then these promises will not work for you, because these promises work by love. And I will show you that in a few moments in the scripture. But Mark 11:23 clearly says that whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you will have it. That's a pretty awesome promise coming from the King of the universe. His name's Jesus. So by walking in love, walking in obedience to the word of God, the Lord heard my statements. He heard my prayers. And he took all of Philip's warts off of his body. And then that fourth week, he took off all of his scars. Today, the young man's 22. He was 21 when he came to work for me. But right now, he's 22. He just had a birthday. He's a tall, handsome, 22-year-old young man. In fact, I just done the wedding ceremony for him and a lovely little lady. Him and this young woman got married just a few weeks ago. But he is a tall, handsome young man without a wart or a scar on his body. Now, if you're walking in the God kind of love, when you pray and ask God to do those kind of things, you can see the King of the universe do those kind of things. But to get him to do those kind of things, these are the things that you have to do. Number one, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says this, and now abideth hope, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Now then, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now this is the King James I'm reading out of, and it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Now, if you read that, and you're like I was years ago, I would read the word charity, and I didn't know what the word charity meant. So later, after I read many times, and one day I thought, you know, I don't know what this word charity means. So I went to another translation, and I found out what the word charity means. I found out the word charity means love. And then, actually, the word agape was used in the Greek. So when I went to the Greek New Testament and read that in the Greek, I found out that the word was agape.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.